It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's 9 presidential electors cast their ballots Monday for Democratic President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Biden and Harris won Colorado by more than 13 points. The role of presidential electors is largely a formality, but it has taken on increased prominence because President Trump continues to make baseless claims of widespread voter fraud and refuses to concede the election. Judy Ingolito, an elector from Colorado Springs, says she hopes the electoral vote is a turning point.
That not only the president, but the other Republican leadership will put this to rest and recognize that this is what our democratic process is all about, and they will honor it and follow the rule of law.
The electoral vote meeting was much quieter than it was 4 years ago, when several electors initially refused to cast ballots for the winner of the state's popular vote. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's first shipment of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine arrived Monday at UC Health Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs. Pharmacist Laura Brewer was part of the team giving vaccinations. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says Brewer also got one herself.
And she said she was so happy to be able to help her coworkers be protected from this virus. And I also spoke with the chief medical officer of the hospital, who said that this was really a historic day, and he hoped the beginning of the end of the pandemic.
CPR's Andrea Dukakis. The state received almost 47,000 doses in this first shipment. As colleges get ready for students to return next year, they're considering health safety beyond the classroom. At CU Boulder, the state's largest university, they're working to come up with ways for students living on campus to have safe social gatherings. CU Boulder Provost Russell Moore.
For example, the ticket to admission might be as a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. So we can figure this out, but we need to provide experiences that preclude the COVID fatigue where you just say, you know, I'm just tired of wearing this mask and I'm going to go out and party and hope I don't get sick.
For now, CU Boulder has delayed students' return to campus until mid-February at the earliest. This is CPR News.